Hey, Rumi.
Oh, sorry. Were you looking for a drink in the fridge?
Aw, that's too bad. That'll have to wait, because we need to talk, and I mean right now. You don't mind being thirsty a little while longer, do you? I know you don't. You're always thirsty in a way. Oh, no. Don't even try to slip away. You've been avoiding me and dodging my questions for the whole week, but this time I won't let you get away. I'm gonna pin you right here next to the fridge door, and I won't let you leave until we talk things through. I go to the gym 5 times a week, so I'm quite strong for a girl. You're gonna have to fight me to get out, and I don't know if you want to risk a fight with me. Just treat this as our own little emergency meeting, okay? Now then, let's begin the interrogation. Do you recall the deal we made when I moved in here 2 months ago? Don't pretend like you don't remember. I told you that I was a very sexually active lesbian, and that whenever I'd bring a girl home, we'd be too loud, you should just discreetly knock on the door and we'd try to be more quiet. Equally, if you had a date and brought her home, I would do the same. At the time, I thought that it was a good arrangement, nice and fair. But I have a sneaking suspicion that someone here might be abusing it. During my time here, I've brought at least 30 girls over, and I've had sex with most, if not all, of them. Some of them were quiet and polite, but others I made scream like fucking banshees. We even got some complaints from our neighbors, remember? And yet, mysteriously, you never knocked on my door. You didn't complain the morning after. Isn't that weird? Headphones? Oh, you mean those headphones that I broke? Did you already forget that while you were waiting for your new ones to arrive? I let you borrow my old shitty ones that didn't have any noise canceling? Oops, I guess I let that one slip out. Yeah, I broke them. It was to test you. To test if you'd finally start knocking. But no. Nothing. Nothing at all. What's your excuse now? You know what I think? I think you don't mind the noise. I think you get off on it, you fucking pervert. I think you enjoy listening to me seducing hot young college girls, making them open their legs for me and making them scream when I put my mouth on them. Do you like listening to when I make them choke on my strap-on or when I bend them over and pound them like a fucking porn star? Don't try to deny it. I know that you jack off to me and my dates. I've got evidence. Didn't you find it strange how, during the last couple weeks, I suddenly started barging into your room unannounced at the weirdest times? Did you never notice the door suddenly opening a tiny bit while you were showering? I was trying to catch you fapping, but not even once was I successful. And I'm positive that you do it. I even have a pretty good idea of when you do it. I've been keeping tabs on your cum rags. So, tell me, when exactly do you masturbate? It wouldn't happen to be every time I have a girl over, would it? You don't have to answer. I can tell just by the expression on your face that I got you. You're exposed, little pervert. There's no hiding it anymore. I know exactly what kind of filthy degenerate you really are. And you know the weirdest part about all of this is? I've had dozens of girls over, but you haven't brought home a single date ever since I moved in here. Why is that? You're a pretty attractive and somewhat charming guy, well, except for the fact that you're a pervert. So where are the girls? Want to know what I think? I think you don't want any, because your dream girl is right here in front of you. I think you're secretly into me. It only makes sense. Why else would you love listening to me so much? Why else would you save yourself up for days and wait to blow it all on me? And here we have another piece of prime evidence. There's a massive bulge in your pants, Rumi.
You're getting off on this, aren't you? Getting interrogated and exposed by your secret crush? Oh, you jumped. What's wrong? Don't you like it when I grab your rock-hard cock and your tightened-up balls through your pants like that? If you really want me to stop, then just say so and I will. See, I knew it. You can't fool me. I can feel you twitching. I know how much you're enjoying me touching your boy parts. You're packing a pretty nice cock there, aren't you? You know, the reason why I wanted a man as my roommates was so there wouldn't be any sexual tension. I had to move out of my last apartment because I fucked my sweet innocent roommate, and then she caught me in the shower with another girl the day after. She was so fucking boring and so traditional. We did it once and she thought we were meant for each other and all that crap. But you? You're not like her at all, are you? You're the polar opposite. Kinky, perverted, degenerate, filthy. You're all my favorite things in one. All you're missing is a pussy. Or at least that's what I thought. Want me to tell you a secret? Okay. Listen close. All this time while you were jacking off to me having sex, I was thinking about you. I loved it. The thought of a hot and filthy pervert next door stroking his cock to me and my bitch's moans. You know, one time I was only pretending to have a date. Yeah, I was doing two voices at once, playing with myself, knowing that you were doing the same. It was so fucking hot. You're the first guy that's ever made me wet. I think your cock is about to rip through your pants. Why don't we give it some air? You know, I was always kind of grossed out by the idea of dicks, but yours is an exception. I don't think I've ever held something that felt so good in my hands. And the way you twitch and throb and leak pre-cum, it's making me want to slide my hand down my pants and play with my pussy while I stroke your cock. Don't look away. I want you to look into my eyes. I want to see how much you're enjoying this just as I am. Want me to tell you some more secrets? Know how you always complain that I take so long in the shower? It's because I spend most of it with the shower head squeezed between my thighs, wishing it was your head. And every time you're not at home and I have a girl over, we do it in your room instead of mine. Our rooms are barely any different anyway, so they never even notice. We do it on your bed, on your chair, on the carpet, and I always make sure that everything gets nice and soaked in our sweat and juices. You have no idea how much it turns me on. Fucking in the same bed where you masturbate to me and knowing the next time you do so, you'll do it in the sheets that are spoiled by me and my little sluts. Oh, sorry. I almost forgot. You're still thirsty, aren't you? You're lucky. I have something right here to quench your thirst. Want to get a taste? Go on, then. Take off my pants. Yes, that's perfect. Take it all in, my thick-toned thighs surrounding my perfect tight pussy. Here, let me just jump on the kitchen table and spread my legs for you. This way you can really dig in. See how wet I am? You did this, you naughty boy. Go on, clean up your mess. Oh, fuck, that's good. Oh, you're being such a good boy.
Hey, do you mind me calling you a good boy? I love calling my dates good girls, so... I knew you wouldn't, because that's what you are. You're my good, perverted, filthy boy. This is the first time a man eats out my pussy, but you're doing it so well. It feels just like when one of my sluts does it. No, even better. Oh my god, you're so fucking good at this, my good boy. Oh, fuck. The way you stick your tongue inside me and eat me out. Fred. Keep going just like that, my little pervert. Right there. I think I'm gonna come. Keep doing like that. Keep doing like that. Be a good boy. Don't even stop for a second. Yeah, right there. That's it. Don't stop. Don't stop, my good boy. Don't stop. Oops. Looks like I squirted a little. That's not a problem, is it? Still, I feel kind of bad. I got your face all soaked. How about you come up here and let me lick you clean outside and inside? Now I think that cock of yours still needs some more attention. I could stroke you some more, but I really want you inside me. I can't wait to have my first time with a guy. I haven't been this excited for sex in a while. Let's switch positions. You sit on the table, and I'll get on top of you. Just take all your clothes off in the meantime. I'm gonna do the same. Wow, you're pretty hot. I think you're the first guy I've ever said that to. I know I don't have to ask you about me. You think about this body every day, every second of your life, and finally, it's all yours. Let me get on top of you and straddle you. This is a pretty good position, huh? The way your head is right between my breasts. Grab my ass while I lower myself onto you. Go on. Dig in. Here we go. This is nice. Like a dildo, but warmer. Actually, your cock feels so fucking amazing. It's so much better than I imagined. Fuck, I've been missing out. All this time while you were tugging away at your cock, it could have been inside my pussy instead. Hey, you're not saying anything. Are you still there? Oh, I guess your head is buried between my tits. Sorry, my good boy. I always forget how big they are. But you're not even trying to get out, are you? And now, oh yeah, you're fondling them while I ride you as well. You know, girls love these tits just as much as you do. Yeah, I'm this pussy. They can't get enough of it. I've had so many sluts stick their dirty little tongues inside me. I've had so many pretty faces between my legs, more than most men ever will. You could say I'm kind of a womanizer. Finally, I can add a man to my list as well. You know what's one of my favorite things? Turning straight girls. They're always so shy and reluctant, but it always ends the same. One touch of my silver tongue, and next thing you know, they're crawling on their knees and spreading their legs for me. I can't wait to test out my tongue on your cock. I can see all that dirty talk has gotten you really worked up. Are you close? Yes, I am as well. Come on, let's come together. Be a good boy. Come with me. Come inside me. Feel my tits squeezing your head. My thighs rocking against yours. My... fuck, right like that. My tight pussy contracting around you as I... Oh, fuck, my good boy. Wow. That was fucking awesome. I didn't think men could be so much fun. Oh, let's just stay like this for a while. I love the feeling of having your cock and your cum buried inside me. You enjoyed it as well, didn't you? I love how submissive you are. From now on, you'll be my good boy and my dirty little pervert whenever I want you to. Agreed? Good. But I hope you understand that just because I want to fuck you more, that doesn't mean I'm ready to give up pussy. You know, I was thinking about that, and I have an idea. While having you listen in on me fucking is hella fun, I think that after this, it's time we take it to the next step, don't you think? How about next time I have a girl over, you come over and watch us in person? I'll even let you take a turn with her after I'm done. Or with me. Whichever you prefer. If you want, all three of us can have some fun together as well. What? Oh, trust me. I can be very convincing. I don't like dating prudes. I always look for the sluttiest girls I can find. I'm so glad I decided to confront you. We're gonna have so much fun together from now on.